Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Oh, that's a hell of a way to start the show. I'm getting ready to go on the air, and Pedro walks in.
I had no idea that the great Jerry Burke was on the air. Let me apologize. Let me drop to my knees right now and play homage to you, sir. I'm sorry.
If somebody's going to drop in front, drop to their knees, they better look better.
Who's the great Jerry Burke?
If somebody's going to drop to their knees in front of me, they better be better looking than you. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. How you doing? I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster.
The above average Jerry Burke.
That's me. Not great. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke. That's what we're going to go with. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home, or if you're listening to this show, more than likely, you're alone.
Oh, loner, get help.
Yeah. By the way, 202-456-1414. That's the White House if you want to drop them a line. And 413-842-7340. That was the number of my childhood home in Agawam, Massachusetts. Lowest zip code, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. We saw Six Flags over New England. 01001, Cabby, if you're trying to figure it out.
No, binary, that's 17.
Agawam, Massachusetts, of course, a Native American term meaning that which is nearly impossible to spell on the first three tries. I don't know who has that number now. My family hasn't lived there in years, but you know, give them a call. If somebody answers, tell them I said hi.
I know you call that like once a week. Don't play it off.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. For like the first half out there in Buffalo, the Niners didn't look all that bad. And then the second half happened. And then the fourth quarter happened. That was like watching maybe Harpsteel's getting clubbed.
Boy, I swear. What did he go in the second half? It was like 5 for 18.
That wasn't his fault. That defense from Buffalo looked pretty damn good.
Hey,
by the way, Carson, the monument you were building to Carson Wentz, you may want to hold off on that. Just saying. Because your skin. The Browns almost won a game. Almost.
if losing by two is almost, okay, we'll give them that.
Man, Panthers. The defending NFC champs, 1-5. Bye-bye.
Really?
Yeah, my Ravens lost. There's enough there.
I don't know. New Orleans is
what the hell's up with the Steelers? One week they look like, you know, the 75 Steelers, and the next week they lose to the Dolphins. They just didn't lose to the Dolphins. They got beat like a redhead stepchild. The Raiders looked terrible. And how about them Jacksonville Jaguars? 17 in the fourth quarter to score all of their points to beat the...
jacked about
by the way, if Clayton Kershaw can pitch every game for the Dodgers,
right,
they'd win the World Series.
You know, I really penciled in. I thought they were going to win that game, even on the road.
That's bomb happens. This is Sports Overnight America. We are talking to Bruce Kessinger next.
From Berkeley.
From Berkeley. A little NFL action. Who is he? I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here to tell you that I love chicken and football. And now there's a perfect way to bring my two loves together by watching chicken while eating football. This Sunday, grab a KFC $20 fill-up. Now with 12 extra crispy tenders, two large mashed potatoes, a coleslaw, and four biscuits. Wait, I think I made a mistake earlier. Don't eat football, eat chicken. Sorry for the confusion. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh my God, they've shot him!
Five clips, your incredible nincompoop is the end of the quarter.
I love that.
Sally Kellerman and Roger Bowen from MASH, 1970. You know what's funny? I was Back to School was on over the weekend.
Oh, I love it.
And she was like around 48, 40. She looked damn good then. Yeah.
Sam Kinison, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I was knee-deep in goop.
Robert Downey Jr. was in it. Robert Downey Jr. was in it, as was Burt Young, who played Rocky's brother-in-law.
Who was the kid? I love him. He's a Latino actor. He goes, "Can I call you Dad?" And Rodney would just cringe.
No, "Can I call you Dad?" No, that was Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to watch that movie.
Yeah. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. The dial-ins of CBGBs, the talking heads. Oh, thank you for sending me an angel. 1-800, I don't want you to call, don't worry about it. No. Just saying I don't. And why
don't want to talk to you, but
and why is that? Well, see, in theory, this is a sports show.
I heard that.
We pride ourselves on and are known for going out of our way not to talk about sports, because let's be honest, how much can you talk about the goddamn Niners or something?
Grown
like
men playing a kid's game.
Thank you. We're making multi-millions of dollars. Exactly. By the way, wasn't it cool, though, to see the Raiders and the Chiefs playing with actual dirt and mud stains on it? That was so cool. You don't see that very often.
Oh, in the rain, yeah.
No, they're in the sandstorm. Yes,
the rainbow. Yeah.
So what we did is we went out. Actually, you went out. And by the way, congratulations for doing your job for the first time ever. We went out and we found of a gentleman. He's over in Berkeley, yes. California, the People's Republic of Berkeley.
Grew up, born in Berkeley.
I never grew up.
Right.
Neither did you.
Or Berserkly, as we like to say.
No, the People's Republic of Berkeley. I like that. Just saying. The hometown of Nina Hartley, adult film star and really cool chick with a master's degree in nursing from San Francisco State. Bet you didn't know that. He is, evidently, you're telling me, some kind of a football expert?
Green Day and Adam Sandberg of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Berkeley.
That makes him, those guys are football experts? You're behind. No relation to Don Kessinger, the former Chicago White Sox.
That I know of.
Thank you very much. At least we know of.
Yes.
He joins us from Berkeley for reasons that he's pretty much regretting right now. Bruce Kessinger joins us here on Sports Overnight America. How the hell are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing all right after a thorough day of football.
There you go. See,
winning.
Yeah. I didn't really wake up. I came to around 9:15 this morning. I rolled over. By the way, have you ever had this happen? I woke up with my contact lenses in the wrong eyes.
Switched around?
No. It's like the left one was in the right eye and the right one was in the left eye. And Don, here's the trippy part about it. This is the part that really scared me about it. After about 10 minutes, I realized, wait a minute, I don't wear contact lenses. It was one of those nights.
Indeed.
Yes, it was.
What do we have?
You know what, Brian. Bruce Kessinger joins us here at Sports Overnight America. Hey, Bruce. Okay, so Cabby was telling me here.
He's a bona fide Raider fan.
In between. Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I actually found one.
Shut up.
Yes, in between. Stabler.
But if you go back to Daryl LaMonica, then you're impressive.
Yeah. Yes, I remember Daryl LaMonica, the Mad Bomber.
The Mad Bomber, number three. Yeah, he got his ass kicked by my Colts in the 1970 AFC title game in Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. I remember that. LaMonica did. And they had to bring in George Blanda, who was like 49 at the time, and they beat the hell out of him, too. Just saying. Colts went out to win Super Bowl V, by the way, 16-13 against the Dallas Cowboys.
And Mike, wasn't Mike Curtis the most valuable player than that?
No, of Super Bowl V, the most valuable player was Chuck Howley of the Dallas Cowboys, the losing team. And to this day, he's never collected his trophy. By the way, Dallas that very year was the first team to be shut out on Monday Night Football. They got beaten like 24-0 by the Cardinals. And the Colts lost this. Yeah, and the Colts lost the second ever Monday night game. They got their ass kicked by the Kansas City Chiefs, who were the defending Super Bowl champs. But yeah, both of them got their ass kicked on Monday Night Football, but ended up in the Super Bowl. So
Lenny.
Things worked out. See, Cabby knows you, so I'm going to leave this up to Cabby for a second. Why don't you talk to him and give him his credentials while I make myself a drink?
Oh, okay. Bruce, we go back. He used to be my dispatcher, so it's kind of my boss, if you want to. And I pretty much drove him.
Driver to you.
Yeah. And he would do sports and trivia over the dispatch waves, which was completely illegal from FCC violations.
Right, that probably was.
Yeah, and he was.
You'll like this one, Bruce. I know the greatest, and it's not a trick question, and it's really not that hard if you think about it, but I know the greatest NFL trivia question in history. Are you ready?
All right, go.
All right. Who is the only man to coach the same team, don't say anything, because Cabby, I told you this, who's the only man to coach the same team in two different cities and two different teams in the same city? Only one?
Okay. Oh, God. Two different cities. I mean, I could get Art Shell certainly did coach the same thing, team in two different cities.
Right. So you got the same team in two different cities, but two different teams in the same city. The same guy did that.
Two different teams in the same city. Two different teams. Same city. Okay.
And this is a name you would know. He was a pretty successful coach. He never won a Super Bowl though.
Okay.
But he was a successful coach with some pretty good teams.
I mean, it's not George Allen.
Give him an era.
No, because it spanned a long time.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way: he started coaching in the 70s, and he coached right up till like late 90s.
Not Chuck Knox.
No. That's a very good guess, though.
We had
Chuck Knox should be in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Right.
You think?
Him,
Ground Chuck?
He and Carol Dale both should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we did underrated coaches last week.
Carol Dale.
Have you ever seen Carol Dale's stats? He won two Super Bowls. He won three NFL titles. And he's got some of the best stats ever. And Pat Summerall, to the day he died, said he ran the best pass patterns he ever saw. Carol Dale was a great ball player out of Virginia Tech. Still alive, by the way.
Boy, I never would have gotten Virginia Tech on that.
Yeah.
What's the trivia answer?
Really, yeah, Doug, you ready for the answer, or you want to think it over for a couple minutes? Here you go. Yeah. Here you go. It's all AFC. There is no NFC represented here at all. It's all AFC.
Okay. Two different cities.
The same team, and two different teams in the same city. Yeah.
Two different teams in the same city.
L.A.?
I told you this. Shut up.
I don't know it.
It couldn't be that. I'm thinking it's got to be a New York team.
No, you are incorrect.
You twist mine. I give up.
Ted Marchibroda coached the Baltimore and Indianapolis Colts, as well as the Baltimore Colts and the Baltimore Ravens.
Dun, dun. I didn't know the answer to that.
Huh?
Marchibroda.
Good. That was excellent. By the way, who was Daryl LaMonica traded for to Buffalo? There's one for you.
Oh, God.
I don't want to say OJ.
No. He was traded for Ted Hen. No. I thought, Phil Filippiano.
No.
Who?
Bob
Chandler. Okay.
No, you're actually looking at future Raider coach Tom Flores.
Was it Tom Flores? There you go.
Yeah.
See, okay, Bruce. I like you already. I do. I don't like Cabby, but I like you.
No.
That's understandable.
So, yeah. Listen, I want to tell you a couple of things. I'm glad you're here because I was after I woke up and actually watched The Third Man before I was watching any golf games.
Orson Welles.
I love that. Graham Greene, Orson Welles, Joseph Cotton. Trevor Howard was in that, too. People tend to forget. But I saw my Ravens were getting beat by the Giants. I just said, screw it. But then what the hell? I just would like somebody to sit me down and, like I'm a five-year-old, explain the Pittsburgh Steelers to me. Now, I loathe the Steelers, but still. How is it 1 week they look like the 75 Steelers and the next week they look like the 65 Steelers? What the hell?
I'll tell you straight up. I mean, this is not the liberal Californian thing to say, but I was expecting the Steelers to turn the Dolphins into tuna.
I expected them to bitch slap the Dolphins. You could say that here.
They got beat by a mammal.
I mean, because they went to Kansas City, and I felt bad for Kansas City last week because after they got thumped by the Eagles, speaking of the Steelers, you knew they were not going to be happy, you know, and they just went there. But I mean, this game, it was 30-15 for those of you who are scoring at home, or even if you happen to be alone. But that doesn't say. I mean, it was 8-3 after one. Yeah. I mean. It was after that. It was brutal. I mean, these people. Ben Roethlisberger, he should check his teeth tomorrow. He got thrown around big time. Explain this to me? Because they're a good team. They just seem to have some consistency issues.
Well, I mean, if your defense can't stop Miami, you don't have one.
There's that.
Small fact, but
you think the Steelers were intimidated by those threatening Dolphin uniforms? Maybe.
Well. I thought they took the scowl off the Dolphins' face.
Yeah. By the way, that was just. I wish somebody would. I mean, they should just wear those striped jerseys everywhere because that's the only way they win. But I don't. I just. I mean, I can't. I just for the life of me, I can't understand it. I mean, look, there are really good teams that have issues. When the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2001, they went four straight games without scoring a touchdown. Okay, that's going to happen. Well, it usually doesn't. But being inconsistent usually doesn't lend towards a Super Bowl winning or contending team. And the Steelers that was just brutal. I mean, I just...
It was atrocious. And unfortunately, in the old office pool there, it's like I had the Steelers, and it was like, this isn't happening.
No, but you're not going to lose on that because nobody took the Dolphins in that fight.
Oh, somebody on drugs probably took it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe Ben did.
It's a kind of a disaster. I mean, and the other one I want to talk about that just had me going, huh? And now, look, Kansas City is not a bad team, it's not like Kansas City is like it was like 0-5, they're not the Cleveland Browns, but the Raiders, who have been looking pretty damn good, and they got outplayed by Baltimore, but found a way to win. The Raiders have looked pretty good, and the Chiefs in Oakland of all places, you know, and just went in there, and the Raiders just never got on track. I mean,
my theory is on that one. I would have taken if the weather was not as sloppy as it was. The Raider offense is hard to keep up with. They will score points, and they were more of aerial requirements. And sloppy weather, I think the Chiefs' offense is much more suited to that, and that was part of the problem. And our defense hasn't been good
Who's this our? Are you part of the organization?
Oh, he's the offensive coordinator. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay, just checking. I'm sorry, go ahead. Anyway, continue.
Well, no, what I was going to say is our defense is not. We're basically our offense is outrunning other teams. If you have quarterbacks who can normal in all four games prior to this, the quarterbacks who can throw the ball deep, like Breeze and who was it? The other guy, Philip Rivers,
Flacco. Flacco could throw deep.
Ryan for Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It's like we were trying to outpace them. Our defense wasn't stopping anybody in those games either. Uh-huh. This was one where. I think the weather sort of grounded the offense a little bit, where Chiefs' ball control offense is much more suited to sloppy weather. And unfortunately, our defense is still not good, despite the fact that we've signed big names.
Right.
And we supposedly
The Redskins tried that once back with Deion and Bruce Smith, and
I think the Raiders' defense is getting better than like what they were at
beginning
of the year.
They have not had
just learning.
Their secondary last year was one of the worst I'd seen in a long time, and you thought, okay, this is something we need to address, and they really didn't, did they?
No, I mean when they drafted with draft pick, and you have Bruce Irvin running. Ken Norton was his guy on the defensive coordinator side in Seattle, and expectations were a lot higher than what I see, and playing isn't any good.
All right,
I don't know.
We'll talk about. Hey, listen, Bruce, do you mind if I keep you for another segment? I like this guy.
Follow me means. By all means.
Uh-oh. Ted March Broda question. That's what. That's a classic.
Is that code for we're going to fire him?
That's a beauty.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. What do you say? Wait, hold on.
I asked if it was code for that we're going to dump the guy.
No, we're going to dump the guy.
You were winking at me.
No, I had something in my eye.
Oh, okay.
Why would I wink at you? You're too goddamn ugly.
He thinks I'm winking. He thinks I'm winking.
Nobody, hold on a second, Kevin. Nobody's that gay. There is no man on this earth that is that homosexual that would wink at you. Nothing. I mean, really? I'm seriously.
Okay.
Why you couldn't get laid in a woman's prison with a stack of pardons. You couldn't. Well, maybe you could.
That would get. I think I could get it with that.
All right, Bruce. I want you to hang out for me, okay, my friend?
Thanks.
Grace Bruce Kessinger. I don't know if he's related to Don or not, but we can figure that out later. He's not. We know he's not related to Mike Ivey.
How about Henry Kissinger?
That's Kissinger. He's Kessinger.
Is that different?
Yeah, one's with an I, one's with an E.
Okay, never mind. Forget it. Good.
Nice try.
I know. It's a Kissinger.
See what we're dealing with here?
Oh, my God.
You know, you
Don
can follow.
Don Kessinger, great Cub.
Shut up. You can follow us on Twitter, @SportsOvernight. If you so choose. Yeah. You know, you can follow, you know, like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. Coming to you from beautiful, rainy San Francisco,
but
California.
Still beautiful.
Still beautiful. First rain we've seen this weekend, or since Thursday. First rain we've seen in 7 months. Real rain, measurable of any kind. And it was kind of cool.
They said it was the worst storm in Seattle, the same storm.
They had 102-mile-an-hour winds blowing through Tacoma.
In 10 years, yeah. And they get rain all year
round.
No,
but there was 110-mile-an-hour winds blowing through the city. Portland had 84. We had 34.
No.
Yeah. Cut down on my bubble blowing.
Run for the hills.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM, Channel 93.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock.
The words of Graham Greene, spoken by Orson Welles as Harry Lime, to Holly Martin, played by Joseph Cotten, on this, as they got off this big Ferris wheel, really spooky, in The Third Man, 1949, taking place in post-war Vienna. See, we're on top of things here, Bruce. You say Third Man, I got my Third Man clips.
We're contemporary.
Bruce?
Yeah.
We're on top of things, man. Thank you for paying attention and jumping right in there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. We're going to do an update closer to the top of the hour, but Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Coming up on Monday, by the way, the 27th anniversary of the earthquake, the World Series earthquake.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I was for that.
You know, I called my mom from San Diego, and I said, how was the big earthquake? It's on the news. And she goes, oh, my bathtub shook a little. So I said, okay, as long as you're fine. I hung up 2 days. I didn't hear nothing. And then I walked by. Time Magazine has like half of San Francisco in rubble. I was like, wow.
Wow, shocking. I walked into in the Poconos. I was working at this rock station in northern Jersey. I was meeting with some friends in the Poconos at this place, a real cool old, almost like this huge house, cottage place called the Swiftwater Inn in Swiftwater, right near Mount Pocono, Stroudsburg, that area. And just as I walked in, Dave Parker was coming sliding into second base as they were doing the replay from the night before, and then I didn't hear it, and I saw the screen go. Bzzz. I was like, "Oh, crap! You got to be kidding me!" Because there was a thunderstorm going on in that part in the area. I thought, you know, the power went out or something like that, and all of a sudden, I heard, you know, I don't know what happened here, that's how I found out there was an earthquake.
San Francisco.
Yeah, that's how I knew. I saw it, but I didn't hear it, and I was just like, "Oh, god damn it!" And then that's how I found out about it. And I know that was really exciting for you too, Bruce.
It was very lucky that they were having the game at Kansas, because if it was being played at the Oakland Coliseum, everybody would have been squished when the Cypress structure collapsed.
Well, that and the other thing is, had the World Series not been going on, that was rush hour, but everyone went home early or left early to see the ball game.
Which was a blessing.
If it was a regular rush hour, the Cypress would have been bumper-to-bumper traffic, as would the Bay Bridge. Yeah. There would have been a lot. The fact that the World Series was going on actually was, and I'm not religious, but a blessing more than anything. Bruce Kessinger joins us from Berkeley, California. He is an expert in the NFL because, you know, I don't know if he's an expert, but no one else would.
Earthquake survivalist.
Yeah, no one else would answer our calls, so we figured we'd give him a go. Listen, let me ask you, you got about three and a half minutes here. What game surprised you the most in week six in the NFL?
Oh, God, that had to be the Miami-Pittsburgh game.
Okay, aside from that one, we already talked about it. Let's go.
All right. Let's see, I was like, they were not really coming up with any on that. I mean,
how about the Packers? How about the Packers stomping Green Bay in Green Bay? That's the one
Cowboys.
I looked at.
Huh? Where did they come from?
Yeah, that one. And I mean, that just absolutely blew me away. I mean, when I thought it scored first, I thought it was a typo. I'm like, Dallas is not that good, but evidently they are. And which is, I have this view on the Cowboys and the Yankees. I think the New York Yankees represent everything wrong with America, and the Cowboys represent what's wrong with the rest of the planet.
The first team in professional sports.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, that's the one I looked at and went, Jesus.
But you got to love a rookie quarterback.
No, I don't. He plays for the Cowboys. He should quit the sport.
No, but okay.
You know, once you don the uniform, man, it sticks to you for the rest of your career.
I swear, as God is my witness, this is true. I've said this on the air before. I was a college baseball player. I was not good enough to earn a living at it. No. But if I was, and had I been drafted by the New York Yankees, I would have quit the sport. I would never. I would have considered that a personal insult. Same thing.
You would have returned that bonus check.
I wouldn't accept
that. I don't believe you.
No. Same thing. If I played and went to Temple University, let's just say, and Temple had truckloads of football players drafted, of course. But if I played football at Temple and if I was drafted by the Cowboys, I'd quit the sport. I wouldn't. I don't care if I was the first round pick. I would not go. That's how much I loathe them. I grew up in Massachusetts. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Drafted out of Temple.
Pardon?
players actually get drafted out of Temple?
Yeah, we had a couple. Yeah, we had a couple. I'm sure.
50 years ago.
Yeah, we had a matter of fact, what you call Denver's kickers from Temple University?
I got one I want to ask him.
Okay, and also Rod Streeter for the 49ers.
Yeah, and what? Ooh, that's right. Man. The guy from Kansas City caught his first NFL pass and was a touchdown in week one. He hasn't caught it.
Denver kicker?
I already said Denver
kicker. Oh, I'm sorry.
Does he not pay attention? Was he always this disillusioned? Was he always this scatterbrained back in the day, Bruce?
Certainly. I don't know how many times he blew past an address.
you said blue. we got 2 minutes left here.
Oh, I want to ask him one.
Go ahead, quickly. Go.
If you're the general manager of Dallas, Romo comes back, what do you do?
Boy, that's
you keep him on the bench. He's going to blow fourth quarter leads if he doesn't get injured.
But here's the thing, with the exception of, and if you ask Jim Harbaugh about it, he would say he did the wrong thing. You're not supposed to lose your job to an injury. You know?
Well, that's certainly, I think this happened multiple times.
Isn't that Drew Bledsoe?
No. I mean, he was gone for the whole season.
Okay.
And the guy who won the Super Bowl for you, of course, Brady, that's,
even though it was the Rams.
You know, Pat Hayden, his contract was up at the end of the season after he broke his arm when Ferragamo took over the Rams. You know, but rarely. That's the one example I said. And if you ask Jim Harbaugh, he would tell you right to your face that, he made a mistake. Obviously.
He hasn't developed his passing,
No. Hey, Bruce, here's what I'm going to ask you. Would you be amenable to doing this, once a week on Mondays or Sunday nights at this very same time?
Absolutely.
All right, then that's what we're going to do. Bruce, I want you to hang on the line, okay?
Okay.
Now we suckered him in.
I love it.
The great Bruce Kessinger, ladies and gentlemen. He's from Berkeley. He's now our official NFL expert because no one else would answer the goddamn phone.
And what expert is a subjective term?
Yeah, pretty much. You had to throw that in there. 1-800-878-7529. Thanks to Bruce Kessinger. And for not related, of course, to Don. Don't take your headphones off yet. It makes the mic squeal. Jesus Christ. You have the studio etiquette of 1-800-878-7529, boys and girls. Little Herb Alpert in the background. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. Once again, our thanks to Bruce Kessinger. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93. This
is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
Amen to that, right, Cabby?
Never been there. Might have drove through it once. Is it close to the turnpike between Philly and Pitt?
No, that's Pennsylvania. There's a Northeast Extension. It's Curl Flies 90 miles north of Philadelphia.
No way.
A little Clapton from Just One Night. At the Budokan in Tokyo, this was recorded. Just saying. You're texting him my phone number?
Yeah.
You're not texting him porn, are you? Well, wait, you have a flip phone. Never goddamn mind. Hold on, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Boys and girls of all ages, it is time. And yeah, you know what time it is. It is time for the intellectual portion of the program.
Clap, 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 clap.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
No, I don't want you to sing. Clap, 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 clap. And for the intellectual portion of the program, boys and girls, that means it is time to head out to the great state of Texas, where John Updike said you could look further and see less than any other place on earth. Talk to our friend Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Christian, what the hell happened? Okay, the Texans won, but we'll get to that later. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, Jerry Burke and Cabby, how y'all doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of pissed off at my Ravens, to be honest with you.
Better than the Texans.
No, they won the game. They're going to come
no.
back. They end up coming back and winning, yeah.
No way.
Why would I lie?
I don't know.
Why would I lie?
It's like a mental thing.
No, they came back to beat the Colts.
No, I'm talking about you lying.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
You, I don't believe a word. I don't believe
they really came back.
I don't believe you if you say hello.
Osweiler fever.
Yeah, they came back. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, thanks for staying current.
I can't believe they came back.
Once again, we're here for the intellectual.
We're here if for. I can shove it.
Hold on for a second. Once again, we're talking with the intellectual portion of the program. Our friend Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Yeah, if my computer would stop freezing up on me, I can give you. I think it was 28-26. Houston came back to win.
Wow.
Yeah, just saying.
A safety? No.
Now my computer is completely frozen up. Uh-oh. Oh, that's not right. I'm sorry. What was that, Christian?
28-26 in overtime.
I knew that was the score. Yeah, they scored. They won on a safety.
Get out.
That has 28-26, 26-28, whatever. Why does that?
They were sacking luck.
Christian, shut the hell up. My computer's completely froze up. I couldn't tell you right now what day it is, okay? So I know what the score was. I don't know how it happened, though, because I don't care because it's goddamn Texans. Why don't you enlighten Cabby and I about what happened?
Okay. Well, Cabby, if I can shove this into your face real quick.
Uh-oh.
It was football time in Houston, and like the song says, I think the Texans were more than ready to play.
You do know that I'm a... You do know I'm a big Osweiler fan. Even though that first half looked a little sketchy.
And the second quarter and the third quarter. But somebody somehow lit a fire under their asses, and they ended up winning 26-23 in overtime.
I can't believe it. I when I left for the studio, it was a two-touchdown deficit.
And yeah, but hey, you know, I guess the only reason why the Texans wanted to win is because they wanted to prove everybody around the country, including the fans that left out of NRG Stadium, wrong.
Is that what it's called this week?
What?
Is that what the stadium's called this week?
No, actually, it's been called NRG Stadium for about 2 years
now. Okay, before that was Reliant, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was Enron.
No, that was the same. No, it was Tenron Field. Anyway, continue what you were saying. Dave, enlighten Cabby here. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Basically, with the Texans winning 26-23, they're 4-2 overall, number one in the AFC South. And I took a look.
Which is like being the best snow skier in Georgia, but go ahead.
Yeah. I took a stupid look at some post on NFL.com or the NFL Twitter account saying that if the playoffs were to win today, I hate that.
If the playoffs were going to start today, well, here's a newsflash for you.
Right.
They don't.
And you had four home games to two road games. So you have a little battle going. Yep.
But they're basically saying that if the playoffs were to start today, which I hate that term too.
Then why did you say it?
Yeah.
But still, with the Texans next game being next Monday night against the Broncos at Mile High.
Oh, Osweiler fever.
How do you think the Texans should improve from what the hell happened in the second half?
Well, here's a newsflash for you. Denver's defense, I mean, these guys drool and they foam at the mouth in an average game. You don't think they're going to want to show Osweiler? I'm not saying I feel bad for the Houston Texans because it's Texas and I don't care, but I kind of fear for Osweiler a little bit.
Are they the two off best defenses in the AFC right now?
Well, the Ravens' defense is pretty good, but Denver.
If Watt was still around,
you know, Denver. I would put Buffalo's defense is pretty.
Oh, that's coming.
That's a pretty good defense too.
Ryan is doing some real work there.
Isn't Buffalo's record 3-3 now?
Yeah, after an 0-3 start,
and they beat New England. They got the tiebreaker. Oh. Yeah, so.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
You got the tiebreaker with the Colts right now, so you got a two-game lead with the tiebreaker. That means you got like a three-game edge right there, ain't it? Pretty much. If the season ended today.
Yeah, that's been at the end of last year, though.
What? Say that again?
It dates back to last season when the Texans defeated Indianapolis at Indianapolis, at least I think.
What are you? What?
Did they? Oh my God! Y'all think I sound stupid? I am sorry for completely screwing myself up on this show,
dude. That's the first requirement.
What did Mark Twain said? Better to keep your mouth better to keep your mouth shut and thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. What are you talking about last season? What?
Oh my God! I don't even know what.
Try again, Christian.
Okay. But
Buffalo's 4-2. I'm sorry. Buffalo's 4-2.
Oh.
Then New England's 5-1.
Oh, you know what? I think it's pretty crazy because when it comes down to the differences between the Texans and the Bills, I mean, what do you think is the biggest difference between these two teams, aside from the fact that, you know, the Bills have the better defense because of...
Well, here's one right off the top of my head. Buffalo, they've only given up 103 points.
And I like Tyrone Taylor.
Here, check out Houston Texans. They're 4-2.
Yeah.
They've scored 107. They've given up 127. They've given up more points than they've scored.
And you can't judge it right now because Watt's injured. And it's a different defense.
No, that's not bad giving up 127. Right. But they only scored 107. Yeah, Buffalo's been putting some damn points up on the board. They've scored more points than New England.
I think they're...
Wow.
You know, like Houston's big success was they ran the ball. You know, even though they were losing, they kept running the ball. You know, they didn't go away from that strategy. And, you know, I think Buffalo also, they got McCoy this running back. You know, they're going to be pretty solid. And you get better clock management.
Who do you think is giving up the most points in the league?
Oh, let me think of this one.
Averaging, giving up just...
I don't want to say Raiders.
Just a hair under 30 points a game they've given up.
New Orleans?
No, actually, a hair over. I'm sorry.
New Orleans?
No, how about the San Francisco 49ers? Right behind them, Carolina. Yeah.
There it is.
Right behind.
I was going to guess Carolina, but I just said, no, they can't be at
wrong
that.
Again.
1-5.
Yeah. No,
you know, their defense did that. It faded in last year. You know, last year it faded out. 2 years ago it was fantastic.
But 1-5.
And then the year last year, their defense. Yeah, their defense oscillates. It goes good.
1-5, though?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, let's put it. Carolina's 1-5 right now. Their point differential is 15 points. That's it. That's all. That's like the 72 Vikings. They went 7-7 that year. Five of their games, the losses total, were by a total of 12 points. You know, it's, I mean, the year before that, the year after, they went, you know.
Did you see that about Bradford being the number two rated quarterback?
For the Vikings? Sure.
I can remember.
By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, you know, I said the statue of Carson Wentz that they're getting ready to build in front of the link. They may want to hold off on that.
Well, they're just going to shorten it a foot or two.
Yeah.
They're just going to hold off.
Don't even get me started on the NFC least.
No, go ahead. We're listening. Yeah. I hate to say it because I despise them, but the Cowboys actually – and the Redskins actually yes. – they beat the Ravens and beat the Eagles, two good teams, and looked good and looked decent doing it. Not great, but looked decent doing it.
Yeah, but after Steel. 6 weeks, what are your thoughts about the NFC least and about the many key factors into the four teams in that division?
And the what?
The Cowboys.
Yeah, NFC.
Oh, my God.
Chris, did you say what? That? No, because you're talking so fast, I can't understand what you're saying. So slow down. Say that again.
Okay. What are your thoughts about the NFC least?
Uh-huh.
And what are your thoughts about the four teams that are currently in that division and their current transaction?
You know, they're all 500 or better, and they're the only division that can say that. You know,
hey, why is Beckham getting everybody uptight?
Because he's an ass.
No, but I mean, he's 3-3. Washington's the defending champs of the division,
right. And they're 4. No, they're 4-2 this year.
But you got to definitely have this wild card Dallas kick in because when Romo was out, there's no way, not one broadcaster in the entire U.S. came out and go, oh, Dallas is going to be. You know, they would have been lucky to be 3-3 and to be 5-1. You know, definitely the wild card. So you got the division champs, Washington, and then you got the wild card Cowboys. I don't see anything else but leaving those guys in the dust.
The Eagles are not a bad team.
It's going to be on the job training for Wentz.
Yeah, that's true. They've only given up 78 points though in five games. That's pretty good.
The thing with Wentz too is it's not going to be his fault if they falter because it is his first year. There's no way he can walk into that situation.
Don't say that to a Philadelphia fan.
Oh, yeah. Don't say nothing to a Philadelphia man.
Exactly.
They mug.
Well, they probably might come back and beat the hell out of you.
Well, they once. I know for a fact that Philadelphians. They once mugged a robot there, the hitchhiking robot.
Oh yeah.
He got mugged and the hitchhiking robot.
The hitchhiking robot. I think it was a Google that did it. And it, you know, this thing, it was really cute. It kind of got these little cult following on Twitter and Instagram and
all the way across the U.S.
It got to Philadelphia. Somebody mugged it, beat the hell out of it,
and dismembered
every last appendage in his little computer body. I mean, it was
more of an automaton.
It was absolutely brutal.
Don't go to Philly.
No way. Philly's a great town.
I lived there.
I went to college there. I used to work for KYW News in Philadelphia.
I went to Philly games.
I have two of my sisters live right outside of Philadelphia.
I lived there when the Flyers were winning the Stanley Cup.
In 1975? You were there in 1975?
Yeah, it was University of Penn. We lived on the campus.
Oh, yeah, we're there in South Philly.
The little twin dorm.
Yeah, halfway between the river and Drexel, the Rams.
I would look out my window, like 20th story, and see about 4 or 5 fires on it every night.
No, the people just weren't. Hey, Christian, thanks for your call, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you on social media.
That's why they pay us the big bucks. So I just got a text about what our computer issue is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I know we're going to come back. We're going to do an update. We have to repeat this first hour because they're going to be shutting down our entire computer system. But we're going to be back on at midnight because we have to stay until 2 o'clock anyway because we're really busy.
Ooh.
Okay. So
what do you mean till 2?
Till
1.
I'm making up times as we go along.
Exactly.
But yeah, they have to do this, man, because.
Greenwich Standard Time.
Wow. Hey, you know about that? No. Why would they name time after Greenwich, Connecticut? Are they really that snobby?
Yeah. No,
like, I know why I started the song. I can't do an update because the computer's completely frozen.
You know, now I'm bummed because I came to do the show tonight, and I'm missing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 marathon.
Go ahead. You can watch it during the hour.
I don't think they have it on that
satellite. What channel is it?
It's like a science fiction channel called
Sci-Fi.
Comet.
I bet you they have it.
On Comet. Oh, I love it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a great show.
I used to love that. The guy sitting in the theater. I used to love that.
They got some great San Francisco episodes that are so funny. Yeah. A little few references there about our city and culture.
Our fair city.
Yeah.
By the way, it came out. We are obviously the most expensive city in the country to live in.
No.
Yeah, it is. Why are you texting me? I just got a text from you.
No. Maybe Bruce?
From Scott, no. In any event. I said a text from Cabby. But in any event, they said if you were going to live in a two-bedroom apartment in this city, you have to make... No joke. Between in the household, $210,000 to live comfortably in a two-bedroom apartment.
Like if you're a new tenant.
Yeah, and the average salary in San Francisco is only $78,000. So in other words, a lot of people must be living. But you know, there'll be a lot of people have roommates here. So
I have rent control.
Yeah, so that gives you an idea what kind of money they're paying me.
My cardboard box is like an old refrigerator box, so it's very spacious.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine had a daughter that wanted to move out here, and they said, "Well, you know, what can I get for like $1,300 a month?" I said, "A tent."
and what kind of profession would they take him?
They do studio stuff and TV stations. Like
plenty of jobs, but nowhere to live.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty much it. That's.
Sorry.
Are we doing the update or
no? Because I know the computer it's froze.
Oh, so we don't even have hockey.
Yeah,
scores.
So we don't even have hockey scores or anything. The only thing I can do is switch it over.
Maybe go over the winners in our head?
No, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Well, I do know what's going on here.
Hey, I really apologize. I really thought Houston game was done.
Yeah, so did I.
So did I.
Everybody
did.
Everybody did.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
You know, you can follow us on Twitter if you so choose. It's @SportsOvernight. You can like our Facebook page, which is Sports Overnight America. Or you can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burkspell, GERRIE, BURKE. My parents had a sense of humor. I guess we're fixing this. I'm going to go up and get a beer. You're going to watch Mystery Science Theater? That's what Scott heard what I was doing. He just texted me. He goes, "You want to get a beer?" I'm like, "Sure." let's see. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. Those idiots at USA Network next with the news. This is Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.